Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Creators. Stress, doubt, time. Okay, so this is what I said. Based off the message that I read on Threads, and he said, I really want to do YouTube videos. I think my biggest issue is scheduling time to get it done. I think weekly videos is just too much for me, especially with everything else I like to do. Are monthly uploads good? Would you watch a monthly podcast? Would you follow a monthly upload account? And so what I said in regards of that message is, good afternoon, Blank. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and I read your message on Threads. You were asking about the number of times to post on YouTube for your podcast. The challenge that you mentioned was not having time to post your podcast. We help creators like you stay consistent with their podcast without stress, doubt, and being overwhelmed. Would getting your time back be something that you are interested in hearing more about? And I just sent it. Why did I do that? One, I think it was a good message. Two, I just asked him, like, would it be something that you would be interested in? I'm asking if he would like his time back. If he said yes, this is where the conversation goes on. Nonetheless, I'm asking and seeking interest. If he's interested in learning more about it, I can definitely share how we help him, how we can help him. If not, no harm, no foul. I'm going to continue to reach out. So my goal is to reach out to customers and to reach out, because I can only speak, and I need to speak to customers. I need to. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. Okay. Let's see. There we go. Recent, whatever you put out there, if it's good. Then, oh, here goes a hack. I just thought about this. I'm going to actually comment on this. Our monthly uploads good. Based off my experience, monthly uploads are phenomenal. monthly uploads are phenomenal because it helps you stay relevant. Because it helps you stay not relevant, top of mind. The more you post, the better you okay, based on my spin, my videos are phenomenal because it helps you stay top of mind. The more you post, the better results you will have. On the contrary, comma. The more you post, the faster. I wouldn't even say better. The faster. Okay, let me hold on. Based on my experience, monthly numbers are phenomenal because it helps you stay top of mind. There's no such thing as posting too much. That is actually pretty good. So this is what I said. He said, I really want to do YouTube videos. I think my biggest issue is scheduling it. Time to get it done. I think weekly videos is just too much for me, especially with everything else I like to do. Are monthly uploads good? Would you watch a monthly podcast? Would you follow a monthly upload account? Based on my experience is what I'm saying. I said, based on my experience, monthly uploads are phenomenal because it helps you stay top of mind. There is no such thing as posting too much, comma, but posting to your schedule will help you stay consistent. To answer your second question, yes, I will. Thumbs up. There we go. This is actually a great response. Jesus. This is actually a great response. Okay. Then I just posted. Yay. Alright, so that's already posted. And that was good. That was actually pretty good. I'm going off what they are already talking about. Like, I don't need to come up with new conversations, new topics, and new ideas when it's already there. Like, with so much social media and so and with the internet that's here today, there's no reason why reaching out to different people will be a challenge. Well, I can't say. I understand why there will be reasons. Nonetheless, I'm showing the process. I'm showing the behind the scenes, and I'm documenting. I'm literally live recording the process, and I'm gonna show what's possible. I'm learning with all this stuff. It's just you just have to find what works for you. I'll find them. Okay, yep, I already did that one. Let me see. Podcast. Nope. Okay, let me see. Clay Podcast.
going. God, dog. You're not doing enough. There we go. Hold on. Hold on. Oh my God. I just discovered something. All right, so the reply was, I literally just got a reply right then. Wow, that was good. Okay. So I know this was the reply. I know most. Okay. Hold on. Let me remind. I said based on. Hold on. Let me go back to it. I really want to do YouTube videos. I think my biggest issue is scheduling time to get it done. I think weekly videos is just too much for me, especially with everything else I like to do. Are monthly uploads good? Would you watch a monthly podcast? Would you follow? So on and so forth. I said, based on my experience, monthly uploads are phenomenal because it helps you stay top of mind. There's no such thing as posting too much, but posting to your schedule will help you stay consistent. To answer your second question, yes, I will watch a monthly podcast. And the reply, I know most channels do weekly, but I'm too busy. Hold on. I'm too busy to be able to script, shoot, and edit weekly. But I think monthly is way more possible. I think, too, if I refine the process and get better, I may be able to do twice a month. You're absolutely right. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Teaching moment. Best views on stream mode. Hold on. Teaching moment. Reply quick to when you're replying, you reply fast. So before I even teach, I'm going to like, then I'm going to comment. I understand that. Scripting. What's going on, man? You said that you had your, what'd you say? I think you said you just got your degree or you just got educated or something. What's up, man? Scripting, shooting your podcast. That's not weird. I don't know where you coming from. Understand. Are coming from. Absolutely. You sure can. Ooh. Hold on. Time for y'all how to word this. Okay, this is what I said. Oh, where we go? I understand where you're coming from. It can definitely be a lot. One episode, one can be good in the beginning. Over time, you can increase the amount of episodes that you complete. Yeah, there we go. Now, not me, LOL, but I'm taking spring, summer, semester. Spring, summer. You in college? Wait, didn't you just graduate high school? You're in... Hold on. If I got that right, if I read that right. Okay. Teaching moment right quick. So what I learned, hold on, let me. Graduate school in 23. Oh, makes sense. Okay, so real quick, teaching moment. This right here was a great lesson that I learned, and I learned it from different entrepreneurs, different classes, different times, and so on and so forth. Is that when you are in business, one of the number one things is really important is the customer. Hello. Customer focus. It's the customer focus. Come on. There we go. It's the customer focus. And Apple, Steve Jobs, Apple Steve Jobs, back in the day, they still focus on customers. Let me see what else. Apple, my mind would go blank. But let's just say Steve Jobs. His primary focus was his customers. Happy customers. Equals more customers. And it took me a long time to understand that when your customers are happy, when the people that you're serving are happy, when others are just happy in general with the service that you're providing, people will start to tell people. People start to share word of mouth and so on and so forth. And it was so challenging for me to understand why customer service was so important in any business. Because if you don't have customers, you don't have a business. And during my first 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I didn't fully understand how to help my customers, how to help the clients that I was looking to serve, and how to really position them differently. And so over time, it got overwhelming because I'm trying to figure it out. But I wasn't able to figure it out. It was so overwhelming because nothing was working in my favor. Nothing was working in a way where I can actually understand what I was doing. And as I started to really understand that I have to speak my customer's language, I have to understand their problem, and I have to really have a solution that solves that. Now, that's easier said than done because I've been learning it, learning business, learning everything that I'm doing now for the last 5 years. Nonetheless, as I'm learning and learning from different books, learning from different authors, learning from different business owners, learning from different people in general, they say the same thing. You have to focus on your customers. If you're not focusing on your customers will not do business with you because you don't understand their language. You understand their problem. And so recently when I started this new challenge, I said, I'm going to do something different. And the thing that I'm doing different is that I want to understand my customers. I want to speak my customers' language. I want to talk to them. I want to speak to what they're going through because, one, I understand the challenges that a podcaster faces. And so, J-Rod, what's going on, man? And so it's really incredible, really fascinating that it makes sense to me now that I have to focus on my customers. I have to focus on serving them, delivering value, and really connecting with them. If I can connect with more people and be more relatable with a lot more people, I can help and impact more people. I just have to speak their language. I have to speak the language that they're using, and that is my goal, is to speak and focus on my customers. Focus on your customers. And that is what I'm doing differently. I'm focusing on my customers for this challenge to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And so I reached out to one person, and I literally been live for a whole hour and a half. I reached out to one person. Now I'm about to reach out to 20 people, 20 different podcasts, and see what they're struggling with, see what they're facing, see what they're dealing with, and see if I can potentially help them. God, dog. There we go. Yep, there we go. There we go. There we go. All right. So, that bunch in the pop. Okay. Okay, I don't need to be reading that because it does nothing for me right now. Oh, yes, it does. I apologize. Here's my 2 cents. Focus on one offer. Have a link in the description to offer. Focus on YouTube and Instagram. Film your own. Clip your videos into shorts. Your people, YouTube. It's better for that. Don't chase the money. Pretend like you don't need it. And create creations. Same as you. And I got out because of exactly this. Have fun doing it. We post weekly. Okay. Okay, okay. So everybody's already in the process of helping her. However, I am going to take a picture of this because I know a lot of people have this similar problem. Okay. Took a picture of that. Training offers they actually won't see. Yeah, she's getting okay, go up podcaster. So, oh, snap. Okay. So what I'm doing now, I'm just reading different posts. I'm reading different posts and what people are posting. Recent. The thing I do want to share this. The thing with social media and like the open forums, the open places where you can post on different platforms. The thing is that when you post your problem, everybody's going to come to that. Like, for instance, I literally just saw, a woman expressed, she said that that Threads was a safe place, and she expressed what she was going through. She had over 300 and something likes, and so many different people commenting about their services, about their offers, and what they can do to help her. I'm like, man, I know she overwhelmed. I know she is overwhelmed. So more than anything, I'm doing and collecting information and data on what people are currently saying, what they are currently going through. And eventually, I will reach out to the ones that don't have a lot of comments or don't have a lot of likes and don't have a lot of engagement on their posts, because it gives you an opportunity. Literally doing the same exact thing, but how I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it differently, because I'm going to be running paid ads or paid advertising. This is just a way where I'm doing to show the behind the scenes and actually start doing some work and reaching out to different customers. There we go. Okay, hold on. So, a lot of these people, let me see. A lot of these people just dropped their podcast. Say, female podcasters. Hold on. What Ecamp talking about? Oh, okay. Man, I thought I was about to stop going live. I just cleared the space. But all seriousness, that is really annoying. Yeah, that's crazy. There's a lot of people talking about podcasting. Before we get out of the podcast, maybe YouTube style videos. Hold on. Okay. I see. So what I'm looking for specifically are keywords as far as like video editors struggling to stay consistent, looking to post more often, and so on and so forth. Like I'm looking for the language that the customers are already speaking, so that way I can actually see, are you struggling with this? If you can get your time back, would you actually be interested in hearing more about it? I'm just asking if they're interested in hearing more about it. Okay. His page is okay. It'll be difficult. Okay. So it's going down. $10. It's going up. It's going up. Let me see. Oh, they got three or so five cards. Okay, there we go. Let me see. Loving it. Let me see. Okay, so there are a lot of podcasts on here. Yeah, that demand is crazy. But I'm looking for specific pain points. I'm not looking for every podcast, but I'm looking for specific pain points. Even when they say like things like connecting with podcasters, even then, It's still a broad search. Hold on. I'm tripping. Hold on. Okay. Okay, let me see. I asked if she know anyone who's struggling to stay consistent with their podcast. Oh crap. Oh man. Dang it. There we go. So, 1-to-1 takes a long time because you're literally going to 1-to-1 and you're reaching out to different people one at a time. And so, what I will have to do is try to figure out where are the podcast communities at. So that way, I can not only speak to the communities, but I can speak to more people all at once. And I just noticed this because it's going to take me all day just to reach 20 different people. Whereas if I can reach 20 people that has 20 different podcast communities, I just increase the amount of people that I'm communicating with. So I'm going to update my search. And actually reach out to community people that owns communities.
Attention, I'm always curious how podcasters keep their content fresh without burning during summer months. Replays are always available in the community.
I literally just researched it and I was able to find it. And
that's your. Okay, okay, okay. Okay. They've been in business for quite some time. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, that's crazy. No plan. Hey, what's going on, Jessica? Podcast Network event in Atlanta. Summer networking podcast in Atlanta. Okay. So I'm going to read that as well. So the search really, 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 really matters. God, dog. Other podcasters. Ooh. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Hold on. Hold on. This conversation is already being held. Oh my God, bro. That's crazy. For me to see it actually like that. Let me see. Ah, okay, okay, okay. Balmy, what it do, man? Okay, so I'm about to reach out to this guy because he look like he know what he's doing. Look like, yes, sir. Yeah, let me reach out to him. Hope you doing good too, man. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send him a video introducing myself, and I'm going to do it live. All right, hold on. All right, so I just ran across this guy that has a community in Atlanta. Nonetheless, I'm going to reach out to him and see if we can, let me see. If we can start building. /522 Podcast communities, bro. Oh my goodness.
Okay. So what I'm about to do, I'm about to see if I can get in touch with this guy. Hey, what's going on, Gerald? My name is Terrell Humphrey. I just came across your page on Threads. And the post that I came across was the one that you was reaching out for feedback and sending people what their thoughts are when it comes to networking events, when it comes to bringing podcasts together. Like you, I'm a podcaster. I'm in the process of not only growing my community, but really being around other podcasters that understand the importance of community, of relationship, and business. And the reason why I'm creating this video is because I want to introduce myself and say, hey, man, what you're doing a phenomenal work. You're bringing other creators together, you're bringing other podcasts together to not only be around each other, but to grow, develop, and learn more about what they have going on. Man, if you just have 5 minutes for a call or 5 to 10 minutes for an introduction call so I can introduce who I am, what we do, and the reason why I reached out to you is to really start building a relationship with you and see if we can actually start working together, because I'm here in Tampa, Florida, you're in Atlanta, and I see and understand the importance of building relationships long term. Again, my name is Terrell Humphrey. I'm going to see you in this video. I know it's random. Nonetheless, I can't wait to learn more about you and everything that you've been doing. That was actually pretty good. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. I literally just made a video. And when I made the video, it's... Bro, what the mess? I made the video, and this is what the video came out to be. Hold on. I'm not even on camera. That's crazy. I literally recorded, not myself. What a rookie mistake. Scene 2. Alright, so here we go. Hey, what's going on, Gerald? My name is Terrell Humphrey. I came across your post on Threads on how you were seeking feedback for people that's interested in being around a podcast community, getting around others that they really want to grow with. First, I do want to say that I applaud you for bringing other creators, other podcasts together, because there's power in unity, there's power in relationships, there's power in learning more about business. So I applaud you. The biggest suggestion I can probably say is not only in have the audience be more engaged, but to really have them engage and have them work with each other, partner with each other, have ideas off each other. And then when you get back to when everyone come back to you, you start to explain the reason of building a relationship. Not only building a relationship to grow and bounce ideas off of each other, but to potentially find your future business partner or someone that you can potentially do business with you. My name is Terrell Humphrey. Like you, I'm a podcaster that's growing a community that understand business, that understand the importance of relationship. If you have 5 to 10 minutes, man, I would love to learn more about what you do, what made you get into podcasting, and like the your story behind everything that you're doing. So I'm going to lead this video on your message, and I can't wait to look forward to speaking with you soon. Again, man, it's a pleasure to see that you're putting work not only in Atlanta, but just to bring other podcasters together so we can all grow together. So I appreciate you, man, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Okay, I did it right this time. Jesus Christ. Did it wrong the first time. Alright, so what I'm going to do, not even. I'm just going to open up Instagram. And I'm going to send him a message on Instagram. There we go. video is longer than 90 seconds. Why did I not think of that? 90 seconds? Oh, man, 4 seconds? That's crazy. That's crazy. Hold on. Crop. There we go. Save video. That's crazy. Dang, they can't reach. Okay, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. So what I'm gonna do the same thing. Okay, so I'm gonna stay live for like 5 more minutes, and then today this is just really the basics of what we're gonna be covering on, is that we're gonna actually be reaching out to customers, to communities, and really putting myself out there to get and start building relationships, to start growing the podcast business, because the only way I can grow a podcast business is to speak to customers or speak with customers. That's my goal, is to speak more to customers, speak more and build relationships with people who have communities for podcasters, because if I can get in contact with them, if I can start building a relationship with them, their audience will like me even more. So that's the goal. That's what I'm going to be showing. That's the whole process behind it. And today was actually pretty great because the space, I still got space on the computer and it didn't shut down. So that's good. That's good. It's working in my favor. It's working how it's supposed to be working. And then this is day 6 of 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And we're showing behind the scenes. We're going through the process. And we're showing everything that we're doing. So this is great. This was great. This was great. And then I'll see y'all for day number 7.